This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the 25 growing season has brought a mix of promise and uncertainty to Iowa's farmland. After years of drought conditions, this year's plentiful rains have blessed the crops with lush growth, particularly across much of the Corn Belt. However, while the green fields are a relief for farmers, the abundance has led to falling market prices, with oversupply dampening potential profits. The latest crop progress report came out Monday afternoon, and the numbers were looking good. We're going to talk about the conditions with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
The latest numbers on the crop progress report that came out said corn in Iowa is progressing steadily, with 62% of the crop silking, just slightly behind last year's pace, but 18% has reached the dough stage, and overall the condition is rated 86% good to excellent. Soybeans are also 69% in bloom, 33% setting pods, and conditions are rated 80% good to excellent. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg says the state has been fortunate so far this growing season, with timely rainfall and generally favorable weather conditions contributing to strong crop development. He points to the overall health of the corn and soybean crops as a reflection of how much better conditions have been compared to recent years. It's hard to believe that we have spots that have had even too much rain so far.
We went from a wet spring to a very dry summer. And in fact, by the end of the year, most folks around the state would tell me we ran out of moisture and saw some yield impact because of it. This year, different story. We've got moisture. Now, actually, for the first time in several years, we've actually got a couple pockets in the state where there's been too much water. We actually have some drowned out spots and some crops, some corn that just looks a little slow because it's got its feet wet. But boy, as I travel, and I've been all over, the crop looks fantastic. It's that dark green that you want to see this time of year. Tassels are out. So whether you look at the drought map or you look at the crop or you look at that precipitation, we're kind of right where we want to be in the middle of July. In fact, I think we're going to say that the July already, we had basically hit our kind of average for the month of July, our historical average for the month of July when we were just halfway through. So that's the kind of active weather pattern that we've seen.
Despite an active weather pattern across the region, storm damage in Iowa has remained relatively limited. Secretary Nagg said the state has largely avoided the worst of severe weather, allowing crops to thrive without widespread setbacks. He credits this stretch of mostly good fortune as another factor contributing to the promising outlook for Iowa's crops this year.
We had finally a couple of reports of a couple of weak tornadoes, which again, comparing to last year where we had historic outbreak in May and June, really, except for those spots. And there's been some hail and there's certainly been some straight line wind and a couple of those weak tornadoes. Thank the Lord, that we've had this active weather pattern, but it has largely come without severe weather. So a blessing to be sure.
But now the real test for the crops is underway as corn enters the critical pollination stage. A heat dome is settling over the Midwest, bringing daytime highs into the 90s and elevated heat indices that can stress plants. With overnight lows stuck in the 70s, there's little opportunity for crops to cool down and recover. Forecasts also suggest a shift towards drier conditions across much of the central and southern Midwest, including western Iowa, which has battled drought in recent years. The coming weeks are going to reveal whether the region has received enough moisture to carry corn through pollination and soybeans through the grain fill stage. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.